What is your full name, sir?
My name is Enoch Martell Miller.
What year were you born, sir?
1961, July 4th.
Where did you live and with whom?
I live with my mother and father in Champaign.
What educational expectations did your parents play?
Made sure I went to school and told me to get the best education possible.
What church did you attend?
Pilgrim Baptist Church.
And what did the church play in your life?
Taught me character, religion, and steered me right.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
I know that you said that you don't want this generation to be like you were when you were a kid. What things do you remember when you were in school as a young child?
I remember when I went to Marquette, it was like walking distance from the house, and it was a nice school. I had black teachers, black principal, and it was just like, I say, like being with my own, like being at home.
Were there any incidents where you remember you getting into fights or you being good? Or?
Yeah, I was real good. I was only in kindergarten, first grade there. But then they bust me to the south side, to the west side of Champaign. And that's when things changed with me, probably towards education.
What was your principal's name at Marquette?
Mr. McKinney.
When you were bused to the other school, were there any problems on the bus?
Yeah, problems started before we got on the bus. We could be waiting for the bus from 7:35 to 8:15. It don't matter if it's rain, snowing, whatever. We had to wait for the bus. And then when we got to school, it was probably soaking wet, and kids used to laugh at us and whatever.
Were there many white children that would say rude comments?
Oh, yeah, when we got the south side, yeah, we had that. And then I felt like it was like second-rate citizens because we didn't get the same treatment. Like they didn't want us there.
How do you think that your teachers educated you at Southside? Did they treat the white children
better? Yes, I felt they got a different kind of treatment than what we had. You know, if we put a real hard effort into learning, they may help us a little more. But if you act like you weren't interested, they didn't really push you on.
Did you feel wanted at Marquette or Southside?
Marquette just was almost like my regular environment. When I went to Southside, it was like it's more of a changed environment for me. I was something I wasn't used to.
So are you saying that you like Marquette better than the Southside?
Yeah, I would like that. Yeah, I did.
What high school did you attend?
I went to Central.
What middle school did you attend?
I went to Edison.
At Edison, were the African-American males treated like Caucasian males?
No, we had our problems there, too, especially with sports. You know, you really have to be a superstar. You could be better than a lot of other players, but to be on the team or play, we'd actually have to be superstars. You know.
I interviewed another person earlier, and they said that black males were sent to the basement. In the time period that you went to school, were there males in the basement, or was that a different period?
They had like a special ed room that they had at Edison, which was majority, but probably 99% black.
Were you sent there because you were black, or were there problems where you did?
No, I wasn't in there, but it was several people in there that I know could have been in regular class.
Are there any teachers that you felt really discourage you when you were growing up in the middle school, Edison?
Yeah, I had one teacher. I'd rather not mention his name, but we used to have Black History Month, and they would always, from grade school all the way through junior high school, we talked about the same people, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, George Washington Carver, and a few others, but they never had brought in the real Black history, and my sister was a Black history major, and I brought some books in to school because he told us to bring stuff from home. And when I brought it to his desk and showed him, he knocked them on the floor. And me and him had a little scuffle. And from then, that probably changed my way I looked at education.
What role did your race play in your experiences educationally and socially wise?
Education-wise, I feel I should have been educated in a different manner because we have different histories and different backgrounds, different social issues. And I think the school should deal with a lot of them issues, and I think I got a lot better education. And if you want to go to the work world, that's a whole different thing there.
You said that you attended Central High School?
Yeah, I attended Central High School.
There, were you forced to take workshop or?
Yeah, we were taking shop, and they would give the Black kids, they wouldn't give them, the requirement course. They would actually let you pick your courses, which they know you didn't know what you were really doing, but you were setting yourself up a lifetime of failure if you didn't take the required courses and took the advanced courses and stuff like that. Wouldn't really preparing you for college or for any higher learning.
Was there a certain teacher that discouraged you in high school?
I just say wasn't a certain teacher, just certain things they did in high school discouraged a lot of Black males.
Was there a teacher that told you that you can do anything you want to do when really tried to encourage you to be successful in life?
They would say that, but far as putting it where it would make a difference in your life by the education, they would always say that, but they, like I said, they would have you taking, like you'd be taking a wood shop, small engines, art, and what you should have been taking a lot more English courses, math courses, and stuff that would help you where you could advance yourself with education.
Were there any Caucasian people that would make fun of you when you were in high school? Are there any incidents where you remember that you were offended racially?
Yes, when I went to high school, we used to have like little racial riots and stuff, and it would start from like one incident would start, and the next day it'd be another incident, and it would just carry on. That's like 78 and 79. That's probably one of the 78 and 79. That's probably one of the years Central had several like racial riots.
What role did community organizations play in your education?
When I was in grade school and better yet, it'd be junior high school. If we brought homework up to Bethel Church, we'd be able to get like cookies, brownies, candy or something, but you had to bring homework.
Was there a Boys and Girls Club that you attended?
Yeah, I was in the Boys and Girls Club too. And that was, Boys and Girls Club showed us how the characters and helped us with our homework. They got us tutors. Showed us, like, we had like field trips, showed us different things, you know, like going to baseball games, football games, the museum. Showed us a lot of things that we didn't really get to learn in school.
What role did the Black church play in your life?
With me, It's just, it really taught me religion, taught me how to deal with people, and just taught me right, steered me the right way.
Were there any riots or protesting that you were in, protesting about something?
No, I wasn't protesting, but I was in probably one of the school riots.
And what was that riot caused by?
It was... I say it was caused by an incident. Someone was blocking a driveway, and the person wanted to leave, and they yelled out a racial slur, and it started, ended up in an altercation where the person struck the other person, and someone else got out the car, and they started with one fight, and then from one fight, it went to probably about 8 or 9 fights. And it went on probably about 2 or 3 days. That was in 78.
Were there any specific things that you remember your parents telling you about how to stay focused on schoolwork and not to really pay attention to what some people might say to you?
Yeah, my parents always said that. My parents are from the South, so they had it a lot rougher than I had it. So they knew education was the way. And I had both parents in my house. I had a father and a mother, but a lot of my friends grew up without a father, and that makes a lot of difference in the household.
We have a little background on you, that you attended Bottenfield.
Yeah, right? I attended Bottenfield too. I went to I was bused to 2 schools.
Did you know Anita Patterson from Bottenfield?
Anita Patterson, no, I did not.
In your high school days, was there a certain time where you felt as though you were ready to quit, or was there a certain time that you felt as though you could really do it and you were gonna
something? I felt I was misled in high school when I was in 12th grade. They told me in April, all the way up to April, that they had made me believe that I was graduating. In April, they told me I wasn't gonna graduate because of an incident that I was involved in. And 10th grade, where I didn't get take my final, which I flunked my semester of U.S. history for not taking my final. But they could have told me that before my senior year. And after then, I think I dropped out of school, like April.
Do you think that integration was a good thing or a bad thing for African-American students?
I think it would have been a good thing if they had showed us had more black teachers and more black people with the integration part, instead of just taking the kids and shipping them to a whole new environment, and all you would see was the whites, teachers, and everybody's authority, and no one you could really come to. I think I had a black PE teacher and Southside, and there was a black cook there. In Edison, they had like janitors, cooks, and I think we had Mr. Jackson, Miss Pierce. We probably had 4 black teachers, 5 black teachers out of all Edison. And today it's about still the same.
What do you think of the school systems today?
School systems today, they could do a lot better. And I think it's a lot of social issues in there, which the administrators, school board should be addressing, other than doing what they're doing, and which I see is nothing, you know, because there's a lot of problems in the schools. I've been dealing with the school systems for about over 20 years. I'm in probably 4 schools daily, And I see a lot of issues that they're not even addressing, or if they're addressing it, that they need to go about it in another matter. And at the high school, I see the police up there all the time, which I feel that is real wrong, because it's, you don't get a chance to be kids, like as kids get an altercation, instead of be able to sit down and talk about it and shake hands and become friends, they end up with criminal records.
I feel as though there's a segregation in the schools between the honors and the regular classes there.
Yes, that's the problem we had. Instead of pushing the kids to take higher-level classes, you know, my daughter is in a higher-level class, and she complains because she's the only black in her class, or there's only two blacks in her class. But I know there's more kids in there could be able to do that, but there's not there. Let me see. I want to say this is it's not that they ain't tending to the issues that stop them from getting in them classes, because it's not that they don't know the work. It's that something's there probably going on at home, or something's blocking them from really working up to their potential.
In my honors classes that I am in Franklin, there are three African-American females, and there's one male. What do you think of that when compared to when you go into a regular class, you see all African-Americans and only two Caucasian students?
That I see that they should be working on figuring out why they don't have many African males in a lot of things, because there's a lot of, they're more talented in basketball and sports. There's a lot of smart African-American males, but they need to find either a new way to teach or a new way to reach them, because to me, I really feel this generational gap, which needs to be addressed. If they don't address this, a lot of African males going to lose.
Since you see young African-American children almost every day throughout the school system, the Boys and Girls Club, and just in general in your neighborhood, do you try to stress to the young people of your community and the schools that you visit that education is important and to keep themselves out of trouble, because there are a lot of African-American males and some young females that get into a lot of trouble? Do you try to stress to them that education is the way to go and that they should try to stay focused on that instead of the gangs or the other things that aren't appropriate?
Yeah, I talk to kids every day about education. I talk to kids every day about behavior. I talk to kids every day about respecting their elders and respecting themselves, really. You know, if a kid's cussing and acting out of order, that shows his character.
Do you feel as though the school system has come a long way from where they were? And if you think they have come a long way, do you think that there are some things that they could make even better than it is today?
I say all the way up to probably about 2 years ago, I thought Unit 4 was doing fine. But in the last 2 years, I look at it, they're going backwards.
Backwards.
Yes, and probably especially is really with communicating with our youths, you know. And there's a lot of things I feel they could use different. They should try to use people out of community and try to be seen more than still in the schools, and to come into the Boys Club, Douglas Center, Champaign-Urbana Day, functions like that, the school administrators, and I'll say the leaders of the community ought to be showing their face around our youths a little more, so they know who they are.
If you could change anything, if you could change the school system today, how would you change it and why?
If I could change the school system today, I would probably get some people out the community for to help them with dealing with the kids, the youth of today. The youth of today is under attack by the media, by social things, and it's just so much that's going on in their life that we didn't have to deal with when we were growing up. And I think they need to use someone other than social workers, police department, children, family services. They need like someone to mediate and help. And I really think our schools needs like a truant officer, someone to keep an eye on the kids, because too many kids can walk the streets today.
If you could go back in time, is there anything you would change about your school experiences? Why?
I would work harder in school, and I would probably go as far as I can with education. And that's why I could probably be able to teach. And I went back to school already. I started school already.
How do you look at the young people today that are doing something with their life? Do you think that they will succeed in life and be?
If they stay positive and stay away from the wrong crowd and go to school and go to college, they'll make it.
Given your life experience, what type of student would you be in today's society?
In today's society, I'd probably be, I'd pay more attention to my schoolwork, and I wouldn't have played as much and wasted a lot of time that I did when I was growing up. I would really get educated, work on getting education.
Why?
Because that's what you need. Like I said, I would like to teach it. And I think it would make life a little easier. I know it would make life a little easier.
Do you see your kids doing better than you might have during your school district?
Yes, I do, because I'm pushing them every day. I'm checking on them every day. I'm talking with their teachers. I'm talking with their principals. I'm talking with their counselors. I go where they hang out. They hang out at the boys' club. I go to the boys' club. I watch my kids. I know where they're at.
Mm-hmm. I have one more question for you. If you could tell young African-American children one thing, what would it be and why?
I would tell them, first thing I would tell them, to respect themselves. And that is a big problem with our kids. They don't respect themselves. If you don't respect yourself, you won't never get respect. And I would tell them to get the best education as possible and work at self-employment. Don't work at being employed. Work at self-employment. Figure out what you would do to employ yourself. Make yourself marketable.
I'm sorry, sir. I have one more question for you. What role should the black parents play in life?
Like all parents play in life, any kind of parent, from a black parent to a white parent, only to just raise your young, watch your young, educate your young, teach them manners, and make sure they have their own character. Don't want to be like Mike, be yourself, but be successful like Mike, instead of trying to be something that you ain't. And that's our kids' problems, is wants to be something they're not.
I'd like to thank you for your time, and
Thanks, Markeisha.